Wow, quite an ending to that.
John Travolta, Olivia Newton-John, tell me more. Summer Nights in March.
Certainly. Now, tell us more, please, because we have Richard Jobson. He's the casting researcher for Come Dine With Me. And they're going to be coming over here to Bradford soon to looking for some talented cooks. So, welcome, Richard.
Hello, how are you doing?
Well, we're hot.
Tell me about it. We're boiling down here in London as well.
Okay. Hot as almost as an oven, we might say, to sort of make the connection. But now then, Come Dine With Me. Would you like to tell us a little bit about the format and how it works?
Yes. Well, we're casting for the Peak Show at the moment. So that's the show that you see that goes out later in the evening on a Friday and over the weekend with only four people.
Okay.
Pretty much, we're looking for people who are those larger-than-life types that when you walk past them in the street, you think, wow, they'd be great on television.
Okay.
People who have got loads to say and who are get really stuck into anything that they do. And also, it'd be great if they're interested in cooking and holding dinner parties.
Well, we've got a lot of characters here in Bradford, and I'm sure you could find quite a few.
Well, that's exactly what we're looking for. Really, really, really big personalities. People who love life and just really enjoy meeting different people.
Now, you're being very euphemistic here, Richard. Is it true to say, I've seen bits of the show, it actually helps if you're a bit of a nutcase?
That's one word for it, but I would say we certainly look for eccentrics.
Right.
Okay. Now then, so you're looking only for four people at the moment?
Well, I say four people. We're looking for as many people as we possibly can because we like to speak to as many people as possible so that we do Bradford justice and get the best personalities that there are out there.
Okay, and when will these auditions be held?
The auditions are going to be held from next week onwards, but we are casting for pretty much the next 3 weeks. So in about 3 weeks' time, we're looking to come up and meet people for the first time. However, if you are interested in applying to be on the show, you're going to need to be free the week commencing the 7th of May, because that's when we're looking to shoot.
Okay.
Popular as your show is, Richard, there might be some people who aren't aware of the format and so on. Just tell us a sort of typical scenario, what happens?
Right. Well, pretty much what happens is four people agree to do the show, and they will have never met each other before. And they invite them round to their house, and they cook a three-course meal for them. Sometimes they hold entertainment, sometimes they don't. And their evening can have a theme, it can not have a theme, it can have a dress code. And what it is we're looking for is people that are going to hold amazing dinner parties to really, really amaze the other guests. And at the end of the night, in the cab on the way home, we get the other contestants to score them out of 10. And at the end of the week, whoever has the highest score wins £1,000 top prize, and obviously the kudos of winning the Come Dine With Me competition.
What would you say is the main focus of your programme? Is it to entertain? Is it to inspire?
It's interesting, actually, because sometimes you might see an amazing three-course meal served out, and the guests just aren't quite as happy with it as perhaps the host is, and they're not scored very high, which is odd. So I would say more often than not, it's 50% to do with your hosting skills and 50% to do with your cooking skills.
Okay, and could there be a little bit of sort of envy going on there?
No. I think so. Sometimes, I mean, we do our best to avoid people tactical voting because you really have to give a valid reason for why it is that you're scoring them whatever figure that you've given. But, yeah, sometimes I think people, you know, they have sometimes have a game plan, so they're going to be a bit harsher than perhaps they would do. But, I mean, you know, it's about how you are as a person, and if you're a decent cook, you're probably going to do pretty well.
And so if Fran was successful in her audition for this, what would be the process you'd take somebody through? What would they... would the filming take a long time? Is it just basically on the meals? How does it work?
It's pretty much... So what happens is, if you are interested in applying, you get in contact with us directly, then we give you a quick phone call. We talk about the things that you've written on your application for. Then somebody else will give you a call back and also have a quick chat with you about the same few things. And then if we think that you would be good with the other people that we have in mind for the show, we come and visit you and we get you, you know, to basically go through all those bits and bobs again with us in person and on camera. And then we pitch it to Channel 4 and then they choose the final four people.
Well, it's quite a commitment. So is there any money involved? I mean, I know there's a £1,000 winning, but if people have got to give you a certain amount of their time, haven't they?
They do. It is a big commitment, I will be honest. It is a big, big commitment. But in the same breath, it is an amazing once-in-a-lifetime experience. And I can tell you, every time we do the show, for weeks and weeks and weeks after, I get contributors still emailing me, keeping in touch, saying, oh, I enjoyed it so much. I'm so gutted it's over. I wish, you know, I'd given it more. I wish I'd really said what I thought, or, you know, given my theme more of a thinking before, you know, we actually did it, blah, 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 and things like that.